Hello and welcome to Passions, Purpose, and Possibilities, Awakening Your 5D Mission with Lucia Moore. Hello, my dear light worker, starseed, awakened soul. I welcome you back once again to our podcast, where little by little, we are uncovering your authentic self, so you can fulfill the reason you came to this planet. Your life's mission is an essential part of our beautiful Earth's ascension. Did you realize that the light quotient of the Earth has risen much more quickly since the arrival of so many starseed volunteers? What we do here, even if it doesn't seem like we're contributing a lot individually, is a driving force to changing the world in a positive way. You're helping with the rise in vibration even when you don't realize it. So can you imagine how much you're helping when you do it on purpose? Most of us starseeds are lightworkers as well. This means that we're here specifically to raise the vibration by spreading light in various ways. Identifying as a lightworker often comes with a deep, intrinsic knowing that your life's purpose extends beyond your personal journey. However, coming to realize that you're a lightworker can sometimes be a gradual process. There are certain signs and experiences that resonate within your core being. Let me give you some of the signs that might indicate that you are a lightworker. First of all, you feel you have a strong sense of purpose. You want to help heal or uplift or improve the world in some way, but you may not have an idea yet of what that is. You are empathetic and sensitive. You have a heightened sense of empathy, and you can feel the emotions of people around you, and sometimes even to the extent that you take on their emotional and physical burdens as if they were your own. You have this attraction to growth and spirituality. You have this innate interest in becoming more spiritual and expanding your consciousness. You're a natural healer. People may come to you with their problems, and you have this natural ability to comfort them or advise them or heal them. It could be just through listening or speaking or using your energy healing practices. You have this intuitive nature. You might have strong intuition or premonitions, maybe even psychic abilities. You have a history of transformational experiences. What I mean by that is you've often gone through a lot of significant life changes and challenges and awakenings that have transformed your perspective. You have this desire to unite people. You have this vision of a more unified world, and you're trying to break down barriers between people. This could be through advocacy or creating communities or just by living by example. You often feel out of place. You might feel like you're an outsider looking in, not being able to really resonate with societal norms or the pursuit of material success. This sometimes makes you feel like you need to look for your true home or at least a community that understands you. You have experience with synchronicity. You find a lot of coincidences in your life and synchronicities and even serendipities that guide you on your path and even reassure you that you are aligned with your purpose. You also have a drive to create positive change. You do things that contribute to the well-being of Earth and humanity and even individual lives because you have a vision of what the world could be rather than what it currently is. So if these signs resonate with you, it's very possible that you are a lightworker. And almost every starseed is a lightworker. There are a number of lightworkers that are not starseeds because a lightworker is someone who operates with a much more advanced consciousness. And while a lot of starseeds come with this advanced consciousness, There are also a number of Earth souls who have this higher consciousness as well. But it's important to remember that being a light worker isn't about being perfect or enlightened all the time. It's about committing to growth and healing and contributing to the world in the ways that feel most authentic to you. Now, I'm not sure if you realize it, but there are actually different types of light workers, and they're here to do different kinds of jobs. Today, I would like to share some different kinds of lightworker missions with you, but first, why don't we start with a short quiz? I have just 5 questions with 4 answers each, so if you can, just grab a pen and write your answers down if you don't think you'll be able to remember them, and answer the following questions truthfully, and at the end, let's see which type of lightworker best resonates with your soul's mission. Okay, are you ready? Okay, question 1. When faced with negativity or conflict, how do you usually respond? Okay, when faced with negativity or conflict, how do you usually respond? A. I feel compelled to diffuse the negative energy and restore balance. I'll read these again for a second time in just a moment. B. I focus on maintaining my own positive energy and I inspire others. C. I seek to understand and heal the root cause of the issue. And D. I envision a peaceful and positive outcome for the situation. Okay, let me go through those really quickly again. The question is, when faced with negativity or conflict, how do you usually respond? A. I feel compelled to diffuse the negative energy and restore balance. B. I focus on maintaining my own positive energy and I inspire others. C. I seek to understand and heal the root cause of the issue. And D. I envision a peaceful and positive outcome for the situation. Okay, question 2. Which activity feels most fulfilling to you? A. Guiding others through their spiritual or emotional awakening. B. Creating art, technology, or solutions that benefit humanity. C. Connecting with people and finding common ground among differences. And D. Exploring new concepts and pushing the boundaries of conventional thinking. Okay, let's do that again. 2, the question is, what activity feels most fulfilling to you? A. Guiding others through their spiritual or emotional awakening. B. Creating art, technology, or solutions that benefit humanity. C. Connecting with people and finding common ground among differences. And D. Exploring new concepts and pushing the boundaries of conventional thinking. Okay, question 3 is, how do you feel about your personal journey and experiences? A. They're a source of strength and wisdom I use to guide others. B. They inspire my creative works and innovations. C. They help me connect with and understand people from all walks of life. And D. They're lessons that I use to help others think more broadly about life and spirituality. Okay, I'm going to go through that really fast again. Question, how do you feel about your personal journey and experiences? A. They're a source of strength and wisdom I use to guide others. B. They inspire my creative works and innovations. C. They help me connect with and understand people from all walks of life. And D. They're lessons that I use to help others think more broadly about life and spirituality. Question 4. When it comes to helping others, what's your instinctive approach? A. offering direct assistance and guidance through their challenges. B. Sharing insights and messages that can enlighten or motivate. C. Bringing people together and fostering unity and understanding. D. Encouraging others to explore new perspectives and possibilities. Okay, again. When it comes to helping others, what's your instinctive approach? A. Offering direct assistance and guidance through their challenges. B. Sharing insights and messages that can enlighten or motivate. C. Bringing people together and fostering unity and understanding. D. Encouraging others to explore new perspectives and possibilities. Okay, my last question, number 5, is what role does your intuition or psychic ability play in your life? A. It's a guiding light in my healing and helping practices. B. It inspires my creativity and the messages I share with the world. C. It helps me understand and connect deeply with others. And D. It drives my exploration of new ideas and spiritual dimensions. Okay, one last time. The question is, what role does your intuition or psychic ability play in your life? A. It's a guiding light in my healing and helping practices. B. It inspires my creativity and the messages I share with the world. C. It helps me understand and connect deeply with others. And D. It drives my exploration of new ideas and spiritual dimensions. Okay, so go ahead and take a look at how many of each letter you have. If you chose mostly A's, you're most likely a healer, a transmuter, or a light keeper. And I'll tell you more about those in just a minute. Your energy is focused on healing, balancing, and uplifting others. That's for the A's. If you chose mostly B's, you're possibly a messenger, a manifester, or an astral traveler. You thrive on sharing knowledge, creativity, and innovation to inspire change. Okay, I'll go over those in just a moment. If you answered mostly C's, you might be a unifier, a divine blueprint holder, or a grid worker. This means you excel in connecting with others, you understand the bigger picture, and are able to maintain the energetic balance of space and communities. If you chose mostly D's, you could be a way shower, a seer, or an ascension guide. This means your path involves leading by example, envisioning possibilities, and guiding others towards enlightenment. Now, remember, it's possible to identify with more than one type of light worker. Many of us possess a blend of these qualities. This quiz is just a starting point for understanding your unique gifts and how you might be meant to use them in service to the world. So, do you mostly have A, B, C, or D? Just listen as I describe each mission and see what you resonate with. So, in category A, if you mostly had A's, you may be a healer, a transmuter, or a light keeper. Healers are pretty self-explanatory. They help fix what's hurt, whether it's your body or your heart or your spirit. You can think of them as medics for your soul, using their talents to patch us up and make us feel whole again. They're gifted with extraordinary empathic sensitivities, and they intuitively mend physical and emotional ailments. Often using their hands, they channel universal energy to restore balance and promote wellness and facilitate the healing journey, which can help remind us of the innate capacity to heal that we all have within us. Okay, a transmuter. Transmuters have this awesome job of turning negative vibes into positive ones. They're like the recyclers of energy, taking the bad stuff we sometimes create, like anger and sadness, and flipping it into something good and light. Transmuters use these radiant energies to convert negativity into positivity, and their mission involves cleansing generational karma and creating equilibrium within the world. Transmuters are the alchemists among us, and they can turn the lead of negative energy into spiritual gold. Now, the light keepers. Light keepers are the steady hands in the storm. They're always there to remind us that no matter how dark it gets, there's a light that won't go out. They're like that friend who always knows what to say to cheer you up. Light keepers hold high vibrational frequencies and serve as pillars of hope and enlightenment, especially during tumultuous periods. They have the ability to inspire and motivate through spiritual leadership, which makes them invaluable guides in humanity's evolution. These are the steadfast beacons in the storm because they're able to hold the light during very difficult times, and they give us hope that no matter how dim the world might seem, the light never extinguishes. So now, if you answered mainly bees, you might be one of these types of light workers. You might be a messenger, a manifester, or an astral traveler. So messengers have the crucial role of delivering important news and insights from the spiritual realm. You can think of them as like the cosmic mail carriers, bringing messages that can change lives and open hearts. Messengers are empowered by divine intuition. They articulate important insights and spiritual truths, and they help others on their paths to enlightenment. They are the communicators, channeling divine wisdom and guidance. They serve as the voice of the universe, delivering messages that inspire, heal, and awaken. Next, we have the manifestors. Manifestors are like the dreamers who make things happen. They know how to use their thoughts and energy to bring their desires into reality, and they teach us all how to do the same. These are the architects of reality, and they harness their energetic proficiency to shape their surroundings. They use meditation and visualization to elevate the collective consciousness. They are the creators, and they have the ability to bring thought into form. Because they understand the laws of attraction and the power of intention, they teach us how to co-create our reality with the universe. Then there are the astral travelers. The astral travelers are the adventurers of the spirit world. They zip around different realms and bring back wisdom from beyond. They help us understand there is so much more out there than just what we see. Astral travelers journey beyond the physical, exploring the vast realms of the astral plane. They gather and bring back insights from the edges of consciousness, giving us a much broader perspective of the dimensions beyond our physical reality. Okay, now, if you answered C, you might resonate with one of the following: the unifiers, the divine blueprint holders, and the grid workers. Okay, the unifiers are all about bringing people together. In a world that can seem pretty divided, they remind us that at the heart of it all, we're not so different and we're better off working together. Unifiers celebrate the interconnectedness of all beings, highlighting similarities over differences. They have this sense of unity and inclusivity. They bridge gaps where humans divide, and they bring together the fragmented aspects of humanity. They can see the underlying unity in all things, and they promote peace, harmony, and cooperation. Then there's the divine blueprint holders. Divine Blueprint holders have a bit of a fancy title, but essentially, they are the keepers of our highest potential. They remind us of the grand plans the universe has for us, and they help us aim for our best selves. They are the ones who hold the sacred blueprint for the ultimate awakening, and they're adept at decoding and activating divine codes and geometries. They try to embody this celestial template on Earth. They're the ones that carry the master plans of our highest potentials. They're the keepers of destiny. They remind us of the infinite possibilities that exist in our lives. And they encourage us to align with our highest good and fulfill our divine purpose. The grid workers. Grid workers are like the builders and the fixers of the planet's energy lines. Imagine them as construction workers, but for invisible energy highways that crisscross the earth. They make sure everything flows just right. They serve as the architects of our world's energetic infrastructure. They often travel the planet to clear spaces energetically, and many times without even realizing they're doing it. Or they may live in large cities so they can help clear those. Their soul tirelessly identifies and neutralizes negative vibrations and channels their compassion and love to reinforce the Earth's spiritual gateways. What they do is essential to welcoming divine light and new energies into our realm. Okay, now, finally, if most of your answers were D, you might identify with one or more of these: the Wayshowers, the Seers, and the Ascension Guides. The Wayshowers are the ones walking the talk, leading the way by living their truths out loud and clear. They inspire us to follow our paths and be true to ourselves no matter what. By exemplifying authenticity, love, compassion, Wayshowers inspire others towards self-improvement and spiritual integrity. Their genuine demeanor and dedication to personal evolution light the path for their peers. Wayshowers light the path for others, leading by example. They inspire and empower others to awaken to their own light and purpose. The Seers. Seers are the light workers who can see beyond what most of us can. They've got this ability to catch glimpses of the future or truths about the world, guiding us like a lighthouse when we're not sure which way to go. They're blessed with foresight. They navigate through potential futures with their third eye wide open. These are the visionaries. They're gifted with the ability to see beyond the veils of reality so they can cut right through the illusion. These are the navigators of our spiritual journey. And finally, we have the Ascension Guides. Ascension Guides are here to help us level up, spiritually speaking. They guide us through the process of growing our spirits, showing us how to rise above the everyday and connect with something bigger. They are very innovative, and they're not bound by conventional norms. They challenge others to expand their perspectives and embrace new dimensions of thought and spirituality. They show humanity a brighter, more enlightened future. They help us raise our vibrational frequencies, and they guide us through the process of spiritual ascension. Okay, now please know that there may be slightly different versions of the descriptions I just talked about. These are just broad categories. But knowing more about what type of lightworker mission you are here to do can help you decide the direction you'd like to head in. And I would venture to say that you're already living your lightworker mission in some way. You just might not realize it. In many cases, you don't need to do much to accomplish your mission. You just need to be you, and the light and love you offer will pour through you automatically. Remember that you can be more than one type of lightworker. I resonate with several of them. In fact, I'm pretty sure I could have described myself with a different lightworker mission before my awakening. I have had many different types of missions in different lives. And that may be the case with you too. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. I hope knowing a little more about your lightworker type will help you better understand who you really are. Becoming your authentic self and doing what calls to you is all that is needed. And you're doing a fantastic job. The Earth thanks you. Be happy. Be real. Be you. I send you much light and love. Until next time, bye-bye.